This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Minute, the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Today's discussion is doctors, lawyers, and accountants. One of the great articles today in the Wall Street Journal is an article on accountants being in short supply. Obviously, we know that doctors are in short supply as well. Lawyers, I'm not sure if ever are in short supply, and I think the jury is certainly out on that. Many would say we're never short of lawyers, but accountants, doctors, we're very short of. And this goes back to the Wall Street Journal advice or article on shortage of accountants, accountant salaries going back, going up. It reminds me of sort of growing up in certain cultures a generation ago where your parents might have given you a choice, at least in the culture I grew up in. I could be an accountant, lawyer, or doctor, or essentially don't come home from college or we're not paying for college. That advice, a generation later, is at least from a financial security standpoint, accountants and lawyers remain in short supply. Accountants and doctors remain in short supply and continue to do well, may very well continue to be great advice. It's different advice than the advice today. The advice that's given today is follow your passion and then hope you can make a living doing so. And that is lovely advice. At the same time, I'm not sure it's the right advice for being able to make sure you can support a family and take care of your family and take care of whoever you have to take care of. So this concept of accountants, lawyers, and doctors as a safer way to financial security may not be applauded by today's generation. It's certainly not applauded by today's generation of parents, but the old adage, at least in certain cultures, of you could be a lawyer, doctor, and accountant. I know in other cultures it was you could be a doctor or an engineer or whatever it was, but there were very strong thoughts from the parents on what you can and can't be is really something from a generation ago. And it may be old advice, it may be generational advice, but it might also be the right advice. So this concept of here's what you're allowed to do with your life, at least as a starting point, and you need to have something to fall back on, is, again, it's not popular today. Today's popular advice seems follow your passion, you're going to love it. It seems maybe that seems like the new age advice, but I'm not sure it's the right advice. And certainly the stats today, what the Wall Street Journal shows, reports on accountants being in short supply, doctors being incredibly short supply, it might further balkanize and strengthen parents' ability to tell their kids what they think they should do for a living. Good luck with this discussion. I don't know if you love or hate this discussion. Feel free to text me at 773-766-5322. If you are the first person to text me who's listened to this fully, this kind of rant on accountants, doctors, and lawyers and parental advice, I will send you a $50 Amazon gift certificate. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. Thank you very much.